რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. უნგრეთში სირიელი და ავღანელი მიგრანტები დააკავეს. პუტინი ამართლებს სირიაში რუსეთის მოქმედებას. რუსეთში კვლავ გაუგზელეს წინასარი პატიმრობა უკრაინელ პილოტს ნადეჟდა სავჩენკოს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად გამოშვებას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. უნგრეთის პოლიცია აცხადებს, რომ 9 სირიელი და 7 ავღანელი მიგრანტი დააკავეს სერბიის საზღვართან ახლართული კედლის გავლით უნგრეთის ტერიტორიაზე უკანონო ჩასვლისთვის. ამ განცხადების ფონია უნგრეთში დღეს ამოქმედებული ახალი კანონები მიგრანტების ნაკადის შესაჩერებლად. ერთ-ერთი ახალი ზომი სერბიასთან უნგრეთის საზღვარზე ახლართული კედლის დაზიანება ცხადდება სისხლის სამართლის დანაშაულად, რომელიც პატიმრობით ან დეპორტაციით ისშება. უნგრეთში ამ ახალი კანონების მოქმედებამდე ევროკავშირმა ვერ მიაღწია ერთულოვნებას გეგმაზე იტალიაში საბერძნეთსა და უნგრეთში მყოფი 120,000-მდე ტოლმილის განაწილებაზე. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმირ პუტინის აზრით შეუძლებელია ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამური სახელმწიფოს დამარცხება სირიის მთავრობასთან თანამშრომლობის გარეშე. პუტინმა ეს განცხადება გააკეთა დღეს ტაჯიკეთში ვიზიტის დროს.
ჩვენ მხარს ვუჭერთ სირიის მთავრობას ტერორისტულ აგრესიასთან დაპირისპირებაში. ვუწევთ და გავუწევთ მას აუცილებელ სამხედრო ტექნიკურ დახმარებას.
პუტინის ამ განცხადების ფონს ქმნის ინფორმაცია სირიაში რუსი სამხედროების რიცხვის მატებას. საქართველოს თავდაცვის სამინისტრო ოფიციალური განცხადებით გამოეხმაურა მედია საშუალებებით გავრცელებულ ინფორმაციას, რომ სირიის მიმართულებით სამხედრო თვითმფრინავების გასაგზავნად რუსეთმა შესაძლოა საქართველოს საჰაერო სივრცით ისარგებლოს. თავდაცვის სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით, საქართველოს საჰაერო სივრცის გავლით სამხედრო ან ორმაგი დანიშნულების ტვირთის გადასაზიდად რუსეთის ფედერაცია საქართველოსთვის არ მიუმართავს 2008 წლის აგვისტოს ომის შემდეგ. მომართვის შემთხვევაში საქართველოს თავდაცვის სამინისტროს პოზიცია რუსეთის სამხედრო თვითმფრინავების ფრენასთან ან სამხედრო და ურმაგი დანიშნულების ტვირთის საჰაერო გადაზიდვასთან დაკავშირებით იქნება უარყოფითი, ნათქვამია საქართველოს თავდაცვის სამინისტროს განცხადებაში. საქართველოს სოფლის მეურნეობის მინისტრ ოთარ დანელიას სწორად არ მიაჩნია სუბსიდირება. ამის შესახებ მან დღეს განაცხადა პარლამენტის კომიტეტების გაერთიანებულ სხდომაზე. დანელიას თქმით, მთავრობა წელს არ გეგმავდა ყურძნის სუბსიდირებას, მაგრამ საქართველოს მეზობელ ქვეყნებში შექმნილი ვითარების გამო ღვინოზე მოთხოვნის შემცირებასთან დაკავშირებით ეს გადაწყვეტილება მაინც მიიღო. სახელმწიფო 1 კილოგრამ რქაწითელსა და კახურმწვანეზე 35 თეთრის, ხოლო 1 კილოგრამ საფერავზე 15 თეთრის ოდენობის სუბსიდიას გასცემს. დანელიას ინფორმაციით, მოსავლიანობა წელს 30%-ით არის გაზრდილი.
ჩვენ დაახლოებით 200,000 ტონამდე მოსავალს ველოდებით ხოლმე მიმდინარე წელს. ამიტომ ჩვენ გავაანალიზეთ, რამ შესაძლოა ყოფილიყო ჭარბი მოსავალი, ჭარბი ყურძენი. ჩვენ მოვემზადეთ ამისთვის ხელშეკრულება გავაფორმეთ 20 მეტ ქარხანასთან, სადაც სახელმწიფო მზად არის ჭარბი ყურძნის შემთხვევაში ალტერნატიულ ფასად 60 თეთრი, 85 თეთრად შავი ყურძენი ჩაიბაროს. ეს ძალიან მნიშვნელოვანია.
პარლამენტში სოფლის მეურნეობის მინისტრის გამოსვლის ფონია მევენახეების საპროტესტო აქციები ყურძნის სუბსიდირების გაზრდის მოთხოვნით. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმირ პუტინი აცხადებს, რომ რუსეთი ტაჯიკეთს დაეხმარება ვითარების სტაბილიზაციაში მას შემდეგ, რაც ბოლო დროინდელმა ძალადობამ 20 მეტი ადამიანი შეიწირა. პუტინის თქმით, ტაჯიკეთს შეუძლია იქონიოს რუსეთის დახმარების და მხარდაჭერის იმედი. პუტინმა ეს განცხადებები გააკეთა დღეს დუშანბეში კოლექტიური უსაფრთხოების ხელშეკრულების ორგანიზაციის შეხვედრასთან დაკავშირებით ვიზიტის დროს. რუსეთში კიდევ 9 წლით გაუგზელეს წინასარი პატიმრობა უკრაინელ სამხედრო მფრინავს ნადეჟდა სავჩენკოს. ამის შესახებ ტვიტერით იუწყება მისი ადვოკატი მარკ ფეიგინი. პატიმრობის გაგრძელებას ბრალდების მხარე ითხოვდა. სავჩენკო, რომელიც უკრაინის პარლამენტისა და ევროსაბჭოს საპარლამენტო ასამბლეის დეპუტატია, საშა ნივლიში დააკავეს უკრაინაში 2 რუსი ჟურნალისტის მკვლელობაში თანამონაწილეობის ბრალდებით. სავჩენკო ბრალდებებს უარყოფს. და ბოლოს, ბელორუსი ოპოზიციონერი აქტივისტი ვიაჩესლავ სიუჩიკი, რომელიც თითქმის 5 წელი აფარებდა თავს უკრაინას, სამშობლოში დაბრუნდა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ეურელმა გაგაცნოთ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. It's our program, your program, the program for requests and dedications. And we're here to keep you company for the next hour with some of the biggest hits and some of your favorite artists. So hang around for Border Crossings. And Zezalem in Ethiopia will get his request to begin our show today. Here is Bruno Mars and Treasure.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
Crossings, and he's a musical treasure, Bruno Mars. And that is a request from Zezalem of Ethiopia, who's tuned into the show. Hey, guess what? Bruno Mars was invited to perform at the Super Bowl again. That's how good he is. They wanted him back for the Super Bowl coming up. Super Bowl 50 in February of 2016. So that's an interesting thing that Bruno Mars invited back again. I don't know how many artists have been invited to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show more than once. I'm Larry London. Thank you for listening to our show. Border Crossings is with you for requests and dedications. The phone lines are now open if you'd like to call in and join us. 202-619-2077 is the phone number to call. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Twitter.com will accept tweets at BCVOA, or go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And after we check in with this next request, we've got Ray coming in with a look at the charts. Here is Ashu Geta's request for Chris Brown's new song. This is Loyal.
Youngula, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right, but you was blowing up her phone last night, but she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day, but trust these.
When I reach the road, you
broke beast. I can make a broke beast rich, but I don't fuck a broke beast. I know your girl wanna lay with me. I took her to the bay with me. Got them white girls like Lady Gaga, rolling up there by Molly, I'm a Rasta. She wanna do drugs, smoke, get drunk. She wanna see him in the trap, and I bet she love all the rappers.
That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. I don't chase some, I replace some. Hey, LVs, Hermes, no shake. Saint Louis, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That got my own hoe. Yo, got my own smoke. Had to put my nick back on. Tell that, put a ring back on.
Something. When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet the bottom dollar she gon' cheat. Come on, come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. You done spent your bread on her, and it's all for nothing. Yeah, 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 girl. When I reach the road, you want you, babe. And you can't do nothing for
can't
you.
Can't do nothing for you.
Crossings. That's called Loyal, and it's Chris Brown for Ashu Geta. Now, Ray, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Ed Sheeran involved with that song? And he recorded that with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I heard that there was a whole bunch of folks helping out on that song.
There were a whole bunch of folks helping out on that song. Ed loves rap, and he's all over the place. He's on the new Macklemore single, too.
Oh, really?
Growing up.
Wow. Well, you know, you're in the know. And this is a perfect segue to Ray McDonald, who is our chart master, our Zen master chart master.
Yes.
He hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week for us here on the VOA 1 network.
I'm aligning my chakras right now to tell you all about the new number one single in the United States. And it's one for the books, actually.
Oh, really? A new one? All right, drum roll.
Thank you. Justin Bieber, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! Isn't he the youngest ever to debut at number one?
He certainly is.
Mm, wow.
He turned 21 back in March.
Very
Justin
amazing.
Bieber logs his first Hot 100 championship. The song's called What Do You Mean? And I'll give you the lowdown after the song.
What do you mean? Tell me to go, but you
I'm saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're overprotective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep reaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. What do you mean? Up your mind, what do you mean?
Justin Bieber, number one on the Hot 100 for the first time in his career with What Do You Mean? And Larry, you were talking about how Justin is the youngest male artist to ever debut at number one. You're absolutely right. He's only 21 years old. This is only the 23rd single in Hot 100 history to debut at number one. That's pretty cool. And let's see what kind of...
And doesn't it feature Martin Garrix, who's new on the Scooter Braun management team? That's what I heard. Martin Garrix is one of the new people, the EDM guys.
Yeah, Scooter Braun, you know, he's got a pretty good lineup now. He's got Carly Rae Jepsen, of course. Martin Garrix is part of that. The Schoolboy Records empire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Justin has an album coming out on November 13th. One big reason this song debuted at number one was social media. You know, Justin has about 67 million Twitter followers, and he was using all of these celebrities to help him count down to the release of What Do You Mean? Mm-hmm. So Justin has a lot of resources he can draw from.
And he still hasn't, I mean, you know, he's 21. He keeps kind of vacillating or going back and forth between being a good boy and being a bad boy. I mean, every once in a while he'll say something that you just kind of wonder. He said, you know, that Instagram for him was created so he could look at girls. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I mean, you got to be careful when you're in such a position like him to talk like that.
Yeah, but he's only 21. You're young.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
If he was anybody else, nobody would bat an eye when he says something like that.
Well, I'm 25. I don't do that.
You are. You're so youthful.
For the second time.
25 forever. Right. You have a painting in your attic that's starting to look a little rough around the edges. Okay, so let's move from one superstar to another. That was Justin Bieber. Now let's talk about Taylor Swift. Her latest single, Wildest Dreams, re-enters the Hot 100 at number 15. And Taylor's had some ups and downs lately. She's had some controversy, but she also won a huge award. And we'll take a closer look after Wildest Dreams.
He said, let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome.
said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is, say you'll remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe, red lips and rosy cheeks. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Swift, Wildest Dreams, another massive hit off the 1989 album. This is the sixth consecutive top 20 single from that album. It re-enters the chart at number 15. Taylor co-wrote this song with Max Martin. And you and I have talked about Max before. He's a Swedish songwriter-producer. He ranks third on the list all time for the number of chart-topping songs that he's written. He trails only Paul McCartney and John Lennon. This guy's phenomenal. You put him together with Taylor Swift, you get a hit. Now, the video for this song, Wildest Dreams, came in for some criticism. It's set in Africa in the 1950s. It's very cinematic. And there was some criticism directed at the clip for perpetuating white colonialism. Some people got their noses out of joint. The director, Joseph Kahn, says it's supposed to be like an old movie. It's not supposed to reflect reality. So, on the positive tip, Taylor just won an Emmy Award. This took everybody by surprise, including Taylor, apparently. You know, she had that ever-popular open-mouthed surprise expression when she was holding her Emmy. Oh, my God, you guys, really?
Me?
Me? Little me? She won it for Best Interactive Program.
Taylor Swift Experience, right?
The Taylor Swift Experience. It used 360-degree cameras so fans could explore the sets of her Blank Space video. So Taylor now has 8 Grammys and an Emmy. All she needs is a Tony Award and an Oscar to complete the quadrifecta, or whatever you want to call it, the EGOT.
You know what she's got that's more important than that?
Money.
$80 million this past year,
yes,
according to Forbes. $80 million. And today, they just announced that she is nominated for 9 MTV Euro Awards. 9. And that's the show is at the end of October in Milan, Italy.
It's Taylor Swift's world. We're just living it.
We're living in Taylor Swift's world. Exactly. Well put.
So, one more song for you today. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown. The song makes a huge jump from 94th to 18th place. But perhaps more importantly, Macklemore is in a very good place personally. And we'll delve a little deeper after Downtown.
I went to the moped store. What's uppers? The salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Calm down, mirror. I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the ballet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope. My crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got cash in the tank, cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with dirt in my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick cash, knock her in backstage. You don't need a wristband. Dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Past the heartbeat, Dookie on the Ducati. Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman, go. Man, everybody got Bugattis. But I'ma keep a hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack in Kappa Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody. Hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my cajon is almost dragging on the concrete. My seat is leather. I ride a line, it's pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need a Uber. You don't need a cab. Forget a bus pass. You got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair. Very rare. Mom jeans on a dairy. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a bar.
Downtown, downtown,
downtown.
Sounding like a French pimp bump back in the day. I take her to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, ollie ollie oxen free. I'm perusing down fourth and they watching me. I do a headstand and eagle lands on my seat. Well hello, but baby the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down.
If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
ამენორ თბილისის ჟამანაკოვ 22:05-ից მინჩევ 22:30-ը ძეზ ենք առաջարկում ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ։
Մինչ մինետ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4-ի ռադիո Թավիսուպլեբա։
Lamore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown. I think that song has what it takes to go all the way. I love it. The video is hilarious. Macklemore and all these old school rappers roaring around on their mopeds. It features Kool Moe Dee and Melly Mel, who were great hip hop figures from the 1980s. Real old school. Macklemore has a new album on the way. Last year, he says he fell off the wagon. He had some substance abuse issues. Because he says the pressure of all that sudden fame kind of got to him. He says things got crazy there for a while. Mm-hmm. He cleaned up back in May. He and his wife, Trisha Davis, had a baby girl, Sloane. So right now, Macklemore is in a great place. I wish him all the best, and I dig his new single. It goes from 94 to 18 on this week's Hot 100, so it's got some super momentum behind it.
And he's a nice guy, too. I've heard him being interviewed before, and he's from Seattle. He's a very nice guy.
Seems to be very, very thoughtful.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray, for bringing in these great songs to play this week.
My pleasure, Larry.
All great songs. I was enjoying them all. And people can catch you on the weekly Billboard Top 20 Countdown on the VOA 1 network.
VOA 1 on Thursdays, correct.
And also on your Twitter page.
Ray on the Hits.
All right, just like that.
Just like that.
All right, thank you, Ray.
You got it, man.
Ray McDonald, it's Chart Chat. This is Border Crossings back to request. Ogwo Ojum wants us to play Bob Marley, and this is called Exodus.
Movement of your people. Larry London on VOA 1.
Whole world is talking, drowning out my voice. How can I hear myself with all this noise?
If that voice sounds slightly familiar, it's probably because you recognize Peter Cetera, either from the group Chicago or from his solo hits. And that is a request from Larry Sam, which is called One Clear Voice. For everybody listening in Lira, Uganda, thank you, Larry Sam, for checking in. Also heard from Ian Tugume in Uganda. He said he listens and loves the show. And Simon from Ethiopia checked in, as well as Melly Pretty, whose real name is Malat, and is listening along with his lady, Becky, right now on Border Crossings here on this fine Tuesday. And we always welcome you to the show by phone, 202-619-2077, or by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov, or twitter.com. You can send a tweet to BCVOA, and of course, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I was celebrating the other day because the video with Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues has passed the 300,000 view mark, which is pretty amazing. Four-minute video clip of him singing Nights in White Satin live on our show. And a little more than a week ago, 300,000 views of that video on Border Crossing. So thank you, everybody who did take the time to check it out. I would like to say hello to Edward David Wilson, Augustino Jow, Ogwo Ojem, Tasviruli Slam Fahim, Solomon Agustru Shabugri, Taylor Maxwell, Stephen Samsonic Samson. We've got a bunch of folks who checked in. Fitsum Yaya. All of these people on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, Allison in Kuwait listens to the show. She wants a song from Tim McGraw, who has been on tour for his latest album, Sundown Heaven Town. And he's announced he's got a new album that'll be coming out before the end of this year. It will be his 14th album when he puts it out later on this year. Last year, he put out his 8th greatest hits album, Love Story. So the man is very talented. He's sort of got a collection of hits. 8 greatest hits albums. Wow. And so he's also an actor, handsome guy, and put out a film earlier this year, Tomorrowland. He co-starred with George Clooney. He's got another movie he's filming right now called The Shack, and he co-stars with Octavia Spencer. She's an Oscar winner. She got the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress a couple years ago for her role in The Maid. And so... As Tim McGraw continues to tour and perform and do songs, one of the songs on his new album, or his latest album, Sundown Heaven Town, one of the songs is a duet with Faith Hill, his wife. And obviously, she's got her own career. She's very busy, and he can't bring her on stage and on tour to sing the duet everywhere he goes every time he's on tour. So in her place, he's been bringing their daughter, Grace, on stage to sing Mom's part on that song. All right, Allison, here is your request. It's Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile on Border Crossings.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and your radio is set to Border Crossings.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. Don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. That time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Only then didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Blessings on VOA 1.
Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Crossings, and that is for Ali Abdul in Ghana. It's Tupac, and that's Keep Your Head Up right here on Border Crossings, one of the big hits from the Tupac collection. On Sunday, there was apparently a posting on Kendrick Lamar's website. Kendrick Lamar wrote on Sunday, 19 years ago today, Tupac died. And he went on to say, I was 8 years old when I first saw you. I couldn't describe how I felt at that moment. So many emotions, full of excitement, full of joy and eagerness. 20 years later, I understand exactly what that feeling was. Inspired. The people you touched on that small intersection changed lives forever. I told myself I wanted to be a voice for man one day. Whoever knew that I was speaking out loud for you to listen. Thank you, Kendrick Lamar. So he put that out there on the web on Sunday, 19 years ago, we lost Tupac. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Just about enough time for one more request before we say goodbye. This is a request from Yared, who is in Ghana. And Fifth Harmony were on the show a couple weeks ago. Very lovely young ladies, five of them, who got together on the X Factor show in 2012. Apparently, two of the girls in the band are suffering bronchitis, and they were forced to cancel their concert at the Washington State Fair. And their fans are known as harmonizers. They're very upset out there in the Washington State Fair. But they say they hope to reschedule a performance in the area at some point in time. So a lot of artists coming down with vocal cord issues and problems like that. And we wish the two girls in Fifth Harmony a speedy recovery. And here they are together on their hit called Boss.
Hey, we're Fifth Harmony, and you're listening to VOA 1.
Every day is payday, swipe my card, then I do the thing, yeah. You talking to a late day, I want a Kanye, yeah, not a great day. So that's the no-no, I'ma make that and use the vocal. This combo beat like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say. Shut your mouth. Boy, I think you know who run this house. I ain't thirsting for no bae, cause I already know what you're trying to say.
Easiest way to get an invitation to the White House, sing a song about the First Lady. That'll get you in the door. That is Fifth Harmony with Boss on Border Crossings. And thank you for that request. Also, hello to Turfa Gundu, who said, I'm in the house along with you guys. Abeje Genzebe is listening in Ethiopia. Happy New Year to all Ethiopians, he says. So, Abeje, Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and we will be back tomorrow with more requests and dedications. You can send them our way on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Give us 3 to 5 days to get your request on from the day that you send it to us, and we'll do our best to find it and get it on for you. It's Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Our email address is BorderCrossings@VOA.gov. And thank you, Greg Burns, our engineer today, Vince Bonner, producer, director. My name's Larry London. I will see you again tomorrow at 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
J.
Join Larry on Facebook.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველდღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველდღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს Радио თავისუფლება.